Hey, we're back. I think it's funny we always like giggle at each other.
We do giggle. Yeah.
But yeah, how have you been?
Can I just say, a lot of people came back to me and said that you lied about liking my rap.
Yeah, I did lie about liking your rap. But I just, you know, sometimes, you know, we need the flow to continue and I couldn't have you sat there thinking that it was good. I mean, it wasn't good.
I was like, oh my God, she liked it. And then when I listened back, when I was doing the editing, I was like, I think she's lying here. And then loads of people were messaging me being like, yeah, Sarah doesn't like your rap.
I also thought I was a better liar than I am, and I clearly am not.
No, I fell for it.
How are you besides that? Are you over it?
I'm over that. Okay. But I've really strongly disliked being a mum this week.
Oh, dear.
Well, the last couple of weeks, because I was sick, and then following on from being sick, my little one's just been like, I don't know if it's like the terrible twos are starting, but there's been lots of tantrums hitting. And then also, like, I can't do anything. Like, I can't even wipe my ass. And it's like, Mama, no. He just wants to be with me all the time. Like, my partner can't do anything. If he tries to read a story or tries to pick him up, he's like, Dada, no. Mama, do we? Mama, do we? And so it's like there's just been no break.
Oh.
And I'm just like ready for whatever this phase to finish.
Yeah, right now you're in the like, I'll give you up for like a couple of weeks until you figure out who you are again.
Yeah, I met this mom like randomly on the bus, and she was saying to me that when her baby hit two, she was like, oh my God, you're just really mean, like for a whole year. And then when the baby turned three, it was like,
really?
Another baby.
Got 1 year of them being awful?
Yeah, so I was like, I don't want that.
No,
and
that
it seems to be
horrible.
Starting already with these like tantrums and...
Oh, here we go. She's rolling her eyes at everything.
I just don't know. I'm not recording the podcast today. I can't be asked.
Anyway, it's not about them anyway. It's about us.
Yeah.
How are you feeling like within yourself at the moment?
It just feels like there's a lot going on and... It's just hard sometimes to catch a breath and feel like you're getting those wins and that I just feel like before baby I was so much more confident and I was able to do things more with confidence and believed in myself more, and it just feels like after baby everything has changed, like my confidence in my work, my confidence in my body, the way that I relate to my body, and I know that's what we're really focusing on today, our body and our relationship with sex, but it's changed a lot, you know, like when before baby I was probably I had the best relationship with my body that I, you know, because you go through your 20s where you're like drinking and then trying all these diets and, you know, never quite but then I hit that point where I was sort of really enjoying my body. I was exercising, running and doing CrossFit and felt really fit, to now where I don't even like think of myself in that way. It's just sort of like I get dressed, wash my face, put on makeup, look as like most appropriate for work as I can do. And then that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like not much thought and care.
No, it's amazing where you like, I don't know, you see these images of woman before like baby, and then you see images, very, very small amount of images actually, of like a mom just looking completely haggard. And I think that there's only like a few TV programs that actually represent it accurately. But it is that you just lose that whole sense of yourself, and you're just this like other. Where like I ran a marathon like 2 years before I even considered getting pregnant, and I was like probably in the best shape of my life, and then all of a sudden then obviously lockdown happened as well, and you put on some lockdown weight there, and then get pregnant. And pregnancy was an amazing experience actually, because I had a lot of confidence in that, because I loved having a belly, because I loved that like whatever I wore, like any other shapes and parts of my body, it didn't matter, because my belly looked amazing, and I was just really like quite proud to wear things confidently because I was pregnant, and like kind of that was my excuse. Where now I just don't feel like I'm with my body. Like, it doesn't feel like it's me. I feel like I'm, like you said, I wake up, I, like, maybe brush my hair, and then I try to make myself look, like, okay enough, mm-hmm. like you said, to go to mm-hmm. work or to, like, be presentable, but yeah. I don't really feel the confidence that I used to feel. And even that was, I didn't have the most confidence when I was younger anyway. So
I feel like I've got a head.
Yeah.
And then I'm not really connected to anything below that head.
Yeah.
And the head is because I have to go to work. So yeah. I can't also just off, like, I mean, you should see me at the weekend. You have seen me. But yeah. And I don't know. Sometimes it bothers me. Sometimes I feel really upset about it. Mm. And it really gets me down. Like, because also exercise for me back then was a real lifeline for my mental health. You know, I kind of had moved on from exercising because I wanted to lose weight, or exercising because, you know, I don't like my ass, or I really just loved feeling strong. Like, I did a half marathon. I don't know how you did a marathon. And I, you know, I kind of, before I did that half marathon, I sort of always like, oh, you're not a runner because you're too, like, fat, or you're not good at cardio. And then I did that and I felt so proud of myself for it. So I guess, at times I'm really upset by it, and it really gets me down because I miss that person.
Yeah.
And then, but most of the time, it's like I'm so cut off from it that it doesn't even enter my mind. It just becomes this thing that I'm like, oh, I've signed up to this new gym, I should really go. I'll go next week. But it's like, it's so disconnected that I don't even think I know what I look like naked anymore. Yeah. Like, I shower, it's all very quick. Like, you know, my husband barely sees me naked, really.
Yeah.
It's become such a weird, like, disconnection.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that, because it feels like, yeah, there's no time for you. So, like, I don't know, like you said, I get in the shower, I do my thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, I felt amazing when I was breastfeeding, because those were the best boobs I've ever had in my entire life. They were so full and luscious. And I was, like, ready to walk around with, like, just a bra on, being like, look at my amazing tits. But that quickly faded. And once I stopped breastfeeding, those have now turned into kind of, I don't know, I like to say, like, just, like, little sad raisin kind of pancake type things. And, like,
they don't feel full.
No.
They're just kind of,
they feel empty.
They feel really empty. Yeah. And you're like, murr, murr.
Yeah, and I feel like you could literally, like, take a tweezer and, like, just, like, lift them up.
It feels like skin.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It feels like, you know when you see, like, an old lady?
Yes.
And you can, or, like, an old man, you can pick the skin up.
That's what the boobs
feel like now. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's just really depressing from being, like, you know, voluptuous and, like, you know, fine, every now and then I would leak, but at the same time I had these amazing tits that were just like,
what about before baby?
Before baby, my boobs were small. Like, they were, like, you know, just kind of perky and happy and cute. Like, I was always like, oh, one day I'll get a boob job, just because, you know, everybody on TV has massive tits. But I didn't ever do that, so they were, like, fine for my body. They were fine and perfect for that. But when I had then these, like, massive chugs, I was like, this is the life, this is what I've always wanted. And then, yeah, just to see them go like that, it was quite a quick blow to the old confidence. Because I do think after I had the baby, it's probably when I looked my best, was after, like, 3 or 4 months, when I just, like, you know, it was the summertime, I was tan, I, like, was out walking every day because I was walking the baby around, I had these amazing breasts. You know, I didn't realize at the time that probably was the best I would have looked within that period, because it's gone very much downhill since then, just because, again, I don't have the time, I'm too tired. Half the time, if there is something I want to do exercise-wise, I'd rather sleep and have a nap if I'm going to have an hour break.
I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people work, exercise, look after their baby, maintain a relationship with their partners and friendships. Like, I I just don't know how.
No, like, I literally commend you if you can do that.
I've tried so hard, you know. It was like, before it was like, okay, it's my gym, I need to change my gym. I've changed my gym. My gym is like so close to my house, or it can be like close to my office, either way. And I went, I've been like 3 times.
Wow. And how long have you had the new membership?
It'd be like 2 months.
Yeah, if there's anything.
And I think it's also because when I'm there, it just feels like this is going to take me a long time.
Mm.
Like, this is going to take me a long time. Because physically, I'm well. But yeah. I'm not. I've lost, like, all my strength, all my muscles. Like, yeah. You know, like, I used to be able to deadlift like 90 kg. There was no fucking way I can even deadlift like 30 kg.
I mean, I don't even know what those numbers are, but I feel like I couldn't even do that before.
But it's just like, it just feels, it just, and I know, like, it's a journey, and you've just, the more like you do it, the more you get stronger and you feel better about it, and I know all of that rationally. But I think when I'm there and I just feel so far from myself and I just feel so tired,
yeah,
that it's just like, it just all comes crumbling down and I just feel like giving up, which probably doesn't help, but it's just like, I just don't have the motivation. And it's also to do with eating as well. It's like, it's really hard to make sure you keep cooking and have healthy meals, and because, you know, you're working all day and then you go and pick up baby, and then it's like the evening routine, and then they're in bed, and then I just want to order snog.
Yeah.
And just have, like, yeah, frozen yogurt and watch Love Island.
Yeah.
Like, that is it. That's all I want to do. Yeah. You know, I don't... Salad? Like, what salad? Like...
I know. I think about that at work now that I'm in the office again. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I should just go to the salad place, or I should go to do this. And then you get there and it ends up costing like 7 to 8 pounds. And you're like, no, I'm not going to be able to afford that now either. So even like with all the will in the world trying to be healthy, then it ends up being too expensive. So that doesn't happen. And like, I don't know about you, but because of the way the baby came and I had the forceps and the tear, I actually also have real confidence issues with the way I can hold in kind of my liquids. So I've got pelvic floor issues, which I'm going to physical therapy for, which is given to me by the NHS, which has been good. Although they keep canceling my appointments, and so a lot of it has been over the phone, which again I'm kind of struggling with, and I appreciate everyone is kind of overstretched at the moment. But you know, right now, that's, my baby's almost 18 months now, and I'm losing the ability to kind of retain my pee. You know, even it, the sad thing is I've kind of reached the point where my pelvic floor is so bad that sometimes I can't even like hold in gas, which has really been a confidence knocker to me as well. And, you know, so I'm out there trying to think, okay, what can I do to like build myself up? But from the bottom down, I don't have the confidence in my pelvic floor to be able to maintain me through a run that's going to be maybe even just a mile, or, you know, I can't go and do some yoga because I'll definitely be the girl in the back of the class who's like farting and that can't hold it in. So, you know, there's, with all of the confidence issues that I have anyway, there's then this thing that was created because I gave birth,
yeah,
that now has really restricted me even further from doing the things to make me feel better.
And it's so, like, because my husband says to me all the time, but you should feel so proud of your body because you've given birth. You've literally cooked our child. Like, it's my sperm, but you have been the oven that made him and made him arrive safely. And I can see all of that. And I take great pride in that. And I feel very privileged to have been able to do that, because I know some women can't do that or have really, like, traumatic births. And, it's lots of really difficult things happen. But at the same time, I shat my pants for the first time after baby, you know. And it's things like, I know, obviously, I'm very proud of our NHS, and I have, like, one of my best friends works for the NHS, but I didn't have my 6 to 8 week check. You know, I had an episiostomy, and I never got checked down there. I had problems with my pelvic muscle bone. So it kind of had sort of popped. I don't know if that makes any sense, but and I was in pain for a long time after the birth, but because I didn't get checked, and at the time it was like pure COVID, you couldn't really access anything other than sort of like by phone. So I ended up paying for one private session with a, what are those people called,
pelvic floor specialist?
No,
osteopath.
Mm-hmm. And she was like explaining to me like, yeah, this is kind of like pop, da, 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 and we need to do some exercise and we need to like massage it and do all this stuff, but it was expensive, so yeah. It's not like I only went two times,
yeah.
And so like with you, like when I wanted to start running and things like that, like it was extremely painful. And even now, like when the few times like which can count on my hand that we've tried to have sex, if I like sort of do my spread eagle position, it's you're laughing at me, it's really really painful because it's just, it can't like that stretch or whatever, like yeah. It's just not,
yeah, where it's not, I the same. I feel the my stretch, I guess, is the muscle kind of in between the anus, mm-hmm. and the vagina, and it's that bit where, you know, the bit where it's going in, I don't feel, it's very painful for me. And sometimes it's not, and I don't know what happens when it's not, but sometimes it's very painful to have sex. And I think it's really sad, and I think it's a really unfortunate thing, because I think it then takes confidence away from my husband as well, even though it has nothing to do, mm-hmm. with him. It's all with my body. And I don't know if it's whether I just haven't had the opportunity to speak to anybody about it or go to a specialist or anything like that. But I don't know. We've been giving birth for hundreds of years. I don't understand why we're in a situation in 2022 where we can't find solutions for things that are quite common. You know, I know I'm not a standout issue, but I'm not okay down there. And it in turn just affects everything. Yeah. Like, you know, one day I can wake up and I can maybe feel amazing when I'm laying in bed, and then all of a sudden I have to pee really bad, and if I don't make it to the toilet, then I've pissed myself. Mm. You know, or you mentioned your story about when you shat yourself. Like, yeah. what happened there?
What the heck? So yeah. I was, my one was still in a sling, so he must have been maybe about 5-6 months. But we went out for a walk, like we were always doing at the weekend, and I just needed to go to the toilet, and I kept saying I need to go to the toilet, da, da, da. Didn't think that I wouldn't make it, and then I couldn't wait, so I just was shitting myself like as we were walking down the street, and it's never happened to me, course, and it's, yeah. like the most disgusting, horrific, upsetting thing that happened to me, I think. Like, yeah, like because you just, you know, it's funny, and I tried to make a joke out of it at the time, but you know, I had to come home, and my baby was in my sling, and my husband had to help me like take my pants off, and there was like poo everywhere, and yeah. you know, and it was just, and also I think at that time, because I was at the probably one of my lowest point with my mental health, it just kept adding to these sort of stories that I would tell myself, that it's like, you know, my baby, like not my baby has caused this, but look at what birth, look at what having a baby has given me, yeah. like it, my body is completely different, my mind is completely different, my relationship is completely different, like I don't recognize this person that's shitting her pants,
and yeah.
also like never wanting to have sex, like you know, I'm still like kind of I find it really difficult to talk about the sex thing, because I just, it's quite upsetting, actually.
Yeah, no, I find it really difficult, because I feel like I'm not being a good version of myself to my partner, and you know, and I'm not sitting here with, you know, I'm very fortunate I don't have a partner who's like demanding this is what we need to do to be part of the relationship. Like, he's very considerate and very understanding of where I am, but I just don't see an end in sight for me, yeah. and I think that's probably the hardest bit, is I don't see a time when my body's just gonna be my body again,
yeah.
and
when you're gonna be not just a head,
yeah when it's not just gonna be my, like my face, like hello, here I've put a little bit of makeup on and this mm-hmm. is what I look like, and even that I don't feel like my face is my face at the moment, because I've got massive bags under my eyes, mm-hmm. I'm tired all the time. If I am I feel like a person who's feel like in society for the first time, and you know they've been in a dark room for however long, and then they've come out and they're supposed to understand everything. Like, you know, I went, even I came and met you one time for lunch when I was still in maternity and the baby was just doing settling in, and I went and got like a makeup lesson so that I could kind of learn like what it was like to wear makeup again. And like, because I had, you know, I had my year at maternity where I was just not focusing on doing any of that stuff, so I was like, I'm gonna go and learn how to put makeup on properly, just an everyday look. And they caked me up so much. I looked like, I don't know, I was gonna go out and be on a very intense soap opera or something. But it gave me that little bit of confidence, and I walked home with however much money I spent on the makeup, and I had my moment of feeling okay. Until then, I saw you and I was like, God, I have so much makeup on. I'm so embarrassed. But yeah, it's just a, it's been a really challenging time, kind of physically and in turn that then messes with you mentally.
Yeah. And I think it's, again, it's sort of like who you just, I don't recognize this person. Cause you know, I, maybe it was very naive of me, but I had this idea that I would give birth and then kind of, you know, like maybe 3 months, it would take me 3 months to recover and I would get right back into having sex and want to have sex and get back into exercise, and that just didn't happen. You know, I remember the first time we tried to have sex, it was so painful. And I think for me, it's also that kind of, that psychological, because I kept thinking about being sewed up.
Yeah.
I tried not to, but I kept thinking about being sewed up and feeling like, oh, he's gonna rip that area, and it just felt so tight, and like in the inside felt really painful. It felt like daggers. Like I don't know how else to explain it. And the first few times were like that. More recently, it's been more bearable. Like not actually, and quite enjoyable. The intercourse, like it's not felt painful, and I felt able to come. But it's. It's beyond like the physical act for me. What I find, I think the most upsetting is the not wanting to have sex. The not wanting to be intimate. The not wanting to kiss. And I think that a lot of that earlier on was because we were kind of really arguing in our relationship. Like I mentioned last week, we were divorcing and separating. And, but now that we're in a great place, it's not about that. It's just like this really lack of, because I'm so disconnected to my body, I don't want to then be intimate with another body, even though it's my husband who's just, he's so kind and gentle. Like I can take like tickles and hugs and things, but when I can feel him wanting to initiate something, I just completely shut down.
Yeah.
And it's really upsetting. And I know it's upsetting for him because he also wants to be intimate with me.
Yeah.
And he never like is demanding or anything like that. I mean, we wouldn't be together if he was, but I can also understand from his perspective that he just wants to be close to his wife and he wants to feel sexy. And I'm not able to give that to him because I don't communicate in that way anymore. Like we know we don't talk about sexy things, or we don't kind of flirt like that with each other anymore. And also, you know, I think it's, I'm not breastfeeding anymore, but I have a baby all the time on me.
Yeah.
That, so there's like never any boundaries.
Yeah.
And I feel a bit like you. I'm sort of like, when is that going to end? You know, like this feeling of feeling really disconnected from my body. But also, I just feel like it's never going to be possible for me to go to the gym. Mm. Like, I just don't know when I'll fit that in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, because I had this fantasy, like, I'll go when the baby's sleeping in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll go at 6 and then come back and then he'll be awake at 7. Not quite.
No.
Not quite. If he's asleep, then I'm asleep.
Exactly.
Or if he's awake at 6:30, then I'm awake at 6:30. I'm not going to get up at 5 go to the gym. And often he's in the bed with me, and if I dare move, he'll wake up. So it's like, let's stay very, very still. Yeah. There's no gymming here. Or it's like, you know, I could go after I put him down, but I am absolutely exhausted by that point.
Yeah.
So when do I go? Do I go at my lunch break? It's like, no, in my lunch break, I want to eat my sandwich.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. You know, there's literally no time to do it.
So it's like, I just, and I feel like when is that period of time, like, when do you find, like, maybe other parents out there, let us know, but when do you start feeling like you can have time to include things like exercise or yoga or massage or, you know, your hair done?
Like, no, it's true. It's all squeezing it in. That's what it always feels like. It doesn't ever feel like you're just enjoying the day.
No.
You're literally squeezing in everything where you can.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been more organized in my life. Like, I'm organized very much so at my work, but in my life, I was just like, whatever, let's just live. Now it's like, I've got a structure, I've got a schedule, this is what's going to happen. And if anything deviates from that plan, it is so stressful, and it doesn't have to be, but it is. And then it comes down to, you're again the very last person on the totem pole of like priorities.
Yeah.
And yeah, I, you know, with me and sex, I just feel I have no drive to do it. Like, I've got no emotion there. I've got nothing. The only thing that like got me kind of horny at one point in my life was when I was watching the new season of Euphoria,
which
is probably pretty disturbing, but because a lot of it is very bad in terms of how they treat sex. But that was the only thing that I had.
I love that you watched that and then wanted to have sex with your husband. I watched that and I just wanted to masturbate and did.
Yeah, no, I was like, this is my time, I'm back, I'm young again. I don't know what journey I was on there, but it was the only thing that helped for a minute. And then, you know, there's been no show as good as Euphoria since.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, it's been quite a sad...
It makes me feel sad talking about it.
I think that's what it is, yeah. I just feel... I feel like... I deserve to be back to doing that. But then another anxiety that I have now, which is really bizarre, is I have anxiety of getting pregnant again. And that's part of my journey as to probably why I don't have sex right now, is because the time that I want to have sex, I'm actually ovulating. And it's because my body, who's just given birth to a baby, is like, I'm ready. Let's go.
Go, go, go.
Time to go. I want to do it all over again. And I'm like, dude, not right now. Mm. And so then... if I'm even feeling remotely like this could be a possibility, and I currently am choosing not to go on birth control because it's another thing that sets me absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And I've really never found the right solution for me with birth control, which is not the answer at all.
Mm.
But everything I've ever had has sent me absolutely snooker loopy, and it's not cute. And so I have this anxiety that I'm going to get pregnant and I'm going to have to do it all over again. And I'm not saying that I don't want to have a baby again, but it is something that stresses me out because I couldn't handle it right now. Mm. So yeah, that's where I'm at kind of with my body physically and emotionally and mentally with that. Mm. It's just a very intense time.
It is. And as you said that about what you just said before, it made me think like, you're right, like, we deserve to feel good, and I miss feeling good. I just feel like every, like you say, like, I'm always the last one, like, the last one to have that shower, or the last one to have that breakfast, or that dinner, or gotta feed everybody else first, gotta do it, everyone goes first, I'm the last one, so I just throw on whatever, or, you know, I'll have that shower next week, it's okay. And I miss feeling good, I miss feeling special. And it's not about like just the clothes, it's not about the makeup, it's this kind of internal feeling that I just can't quite reach.
Yeah, it's just confidence.
Yeah, confidence, exactly.
And it's because you're kind of always feeling like you're not doing enough, or you're not doing the best, and things like that, and it does make me quite sad talking about it, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd feel like this with this episode.
We didn't have our wines, that's
we
what
didn't
it is.
Know.
Last week we were like, beer, everything's great, happy.
Yeah, we were just saying, last week we were so happy and in love in our relationships that we probably didn't give like the raw feeling of how we used to feel.
I got some messages about like, where's the rawness at? It was the beer talking.
We were happy. Thanks for coming back again.
Yes.
Obviously, if you're struggling with kind of any body image issues or anything really, or, you know, sex drive and the lack of, we are here to talk to you about it as well. So do write in or give us an email.
So our email address is banj22@outlook.com. So please do write in, just share your experiences. Obviously we will anonymize you, so you know, if you don't want us to read out your names or anything like that, we won't do that. But one of the biggest feedback that we've gotten is just like how brave we are for talking about these things. So please, if there's a topic that you want us to explore or talk about, or you feel like you want us to share something but you have, you know, it's difficult to share these things within your friendship groups or things like that, we can read that out for you.
Yeah, we're here, and we can give our input, which is again not very professional,
not expert.
We're not experts. It's just two girls sitting in a room. But yeah,
every time you say that, it just makes me think of two girls in one car.
I know. Yeah, we're definitely not that. I mean, that would be really sexy to some.
We are we do things, but not in a car, just in our pants down the road.
I don't even know what she meant by that. That's like, that was a bizarre thing to
say. By the way, before we end, can I ask you about your knees?
My knees?
Yeah, how are your knees?
Well, I've always had a syndrome with my knees, actually, before, because I had a runner's knee, basically, and a syndrome called patellofemoral syndrome, which means my kneecap floats, essentially.
Oh.
So I used to go to the chiropractor aggressively for that when I was a runner in my teenage years, but now I don't do anything, and they just get really stiff sometimes.
I didn't think you were going to say that, because I just wanted to tell you something funny that, like, my knees are just really rough from, like, leaning down all the time.
Oh.
And I used to have rough knees from, like, all the blowjobs I used to give. But now I just have rough knees from being a parent.
Well, maybe they've just consistently stayed rough because you are the girl you are.
Hey, I used to be really good at exfoliating, but these days it's just like, you know, wash and dry, gotta go.
Well, on that note, see you next time.
Bye, guys. Bye.